Okay, we're talking about EndroCare for the classification. I have hormone metabolism, supports healthy hormones, endocrine, and nervous system.
Okay. What do we have written?
Okay.
In the text.
Product description. Balancing the endocrine system isn't too difficult if all the client's basic components of fat metabolism, in parentheses, the liver, are in place. The fact that healthy fats and a strong liver metabolism do hold the keys to this complex system, yet toxicity, vaccines, emotional losses, all contribute to the master glands. The pituitary, hypothalamus, and adrenals must be functioning in harmony. EndroCare supports cellular actions so that hormones are functionally utilized. During stress, hormones get broken down to be used as a metabolic detoxification step when they were designed otherwise as messengers. Key support for the endocrine system includes wild cherry bark, sarsaparilla, and Japanese knotwood and poke root. The endocrine is one of the many backup systems of the body. When needed, both detoxification should be handled by supporting the liver, not breaking down the vital hormones that are needed to keep the body going properly when there has been a toxic exposure. Add EndroCare to the mix to provide healthy hormone support and utilization. Significant exposure to
bisphenols? Plastics.
Okay. And BPA is damaging to the endocrine and nervous system.
Yeah. Okay, so if you look at the herbs that are in that product, they're designed to drain the lymph, clean, and protect tissues. So the reason it's called EndroCare isn't because it's adding hormones. It's supporting what the hormone becomes under stress, used for.
Okay, so...
So under stress, because it's a super molecule, the body will break that down and use it as an antioxidant, a detoxifier, okay. And so the hormone becomes toxic because it was broken down improperly because of stress.
Right, right.
So if you look at EndroCare from sarsaparilla, poke root, those are lymphatic drainers, technically. Does that make sense? So, but they work in the extracellular ranges where hormone signaling occurs. So if there was a chance, the body says, well, should I break this hormone down or should I use poke root? I'm going to use poke root because it's taking the pressure, a bigger pressure than just this small molecule. It's a signal molecule. If there's nothing to choose from, it's going to take your hormones.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it can be used, it's designed to really be used to let the hormones do what the hormones are needed to do instead of breaking down toxins and under stress.
Yeah, pushing the lymph or whatever.
And pushing the lymph.
So it's not technically a lymph drainer, but it's a lymphatic supporter in the extracellular fluid. Because they're all in the same channel. They're all flying through there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the body needs to be able to choose what it needs at the time. And it's going to take a synergistic herb over a hormone anytime if it's available.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense? But
so this is a really great one because so many... I mean, like, so many women, when they come in, my hormones are all messed up. My hormones are jacked up. My you know,
yeah.
We've blamed hormones
yeah.
for a really long time, and it's not the hormones themselves, it's the stress, it's the toxicity of the body,
yeah,
that the hormones are being depleted,
right,
for that function instead of what they were designed to do, which is support our...
Well, they're the cellular messengers.
They're
messengers for what the body's supposed to do. But they can't message if half of the message is missing because it got torn off to help detoxify a phthalate that went through a plastic phenol.
A plastic phenol, yeah.
So when you consider the idea that it's...
So when we see phthalates on the
yeah,
scan, we see that a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, those also end up having the reason the plasticizer is hormone-like.
Mm-hmm.
Because plastic is hard, they use estrogen-type softeners for the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the softer the plastic, the more estrogenic it is.
Mm-hmm.
If that's
mm-hmm.
the case, you're trying to detoxify estrogen.
Yep. Well, and so I had this client just recently where we had talked about EndroCare.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, Esther's was top on her scan.
Yeah.
And she just balanced so well with the EndroCare. It was really fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you get the benefits of what you're trying to protect, you're not replacing anything. It doesn't mean that the body is low estrogen or high estrogen. There's not another reason for it from the control panel, which is your psyche, your mental apparatus, the brain and the tissues. But it's the same thing with testosterone. There could be a reason why the person is low testosterone or high estrogen. But it's exasperated with these situations of too much plastics, too many
plastics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because, you know, people don't look at, you know, they don't even consider, you know, and you know, women are getting on these, you know, so-called bioidentical hormones, and
yeah,
you know,
it's so problematic because it's dead. Bioidentical testosterone is like riding a wild pony.
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing else to control it, so it's just on its own. So it's just a flame.
Well, and how bioidentical is it?
Right.
Really, you know, what is it coming from? Horse urine, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't even know where synthetic tea comes from. It's probably just a quarter. You know, it's like, it's too concentrated. And while your testosterone's low, let's go back to why it might be low. It could be a second wolf.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, then, you know, it's going to aromatize. And if they're eating sugar,
mm-hmm.
it's going to become estrogen.
Yeah.
So you put in artificial hormones, we're missing the control panel.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, people think that is the key. I just had a call from one of my, you know, clients that has been coming to see me for a while. Oh, what do you think of bioidentical hormones? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come in, get a scan. Let's do a balance. What are your symptoms?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you hear of a woman turning around because she took soy pills. You know, it's changed her whole life. Well, that's because the transport chain for female hormones was disrupted too. So there's other sub-chains, you know, testosterone, estrogen. But this is the big picture. EndroCare is the big picture. And consider it, it's kind of like a cleaner for the lymph. It's a cleaner. It does clean in the lymph, but it's more like cleaning the endocrine system, and it's a backup for the nervous system. but it's not going to replace a hormone. Those we have to go back to the generative programs and figure out, or there's one more layer we talk about in there about the liver. Are they getting the fats? Do they have the cholesterol? You know, is the body converting cholesterol, or do they have a different program running? They could have a cardiovascular program and it's pulling their fats.
Yeah. What else is going on? So it pairs well with daily detox.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yep.
ECD or ICD.
Yeah.
Gen Vitality.
Yeah.
Ultra GL.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think, should we list Ultra GL first?
Yeah, those aren't necessarily in order.
They're not in order, yeah.
And you can also put CVS on there because there could be a chance CVS. That there's a cardiovascular program beneath it.
That is stealing the hormones.
Stealing them.
Well, not
well, it's stealing. It's stealing your cholesterol.
The cholesterol. Okay, CVS and brain balance and Total B.
So you think of EndroCare as kind of a harmonizer for the endocrine system. It's not going to control anything. You have to make it back to the control panel. Why is the psyche? What happened? What happened in their environment? What's happening now? Are they estrogenic? So, you know, that's where like, a woman can be boyish, get involved in the relationship, and become womanish because the relationship converts her estrogen to a natural process. Mm-hmm. Or wasn't mm-hmm. safe to be estrogenic, wasn't safe to be womanish.
Mm-hmm. What I'm finding is, you know, like this woman that I had where just, you know, last Thursday, that, you know, she's in menopause early, but she is in a relationship where she's having to be both mother and father.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she needs to probably double up on EndroCare mm-hmm. and look at some of the other cell messengers. She probably could also, in that case, use MHB.
Yeah. Which is exactly what, yeah.
Probably. Put her on. Needles stick up tall, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fascinating to see how all these things are so synergistic, and they're not about a particular situation. They're about a process, and where along in the process is the body having a hard time meeting its needs. That's why the herbs have to be so synergistic. So what are the herbs that we've isolated in there to talk about?
It includes wild cherry bark, sarsaparilla, and Japanese knotwood and poke root, which you said are designed to support lymphatic drainage. So it's helping the lymph drain versus, you said, using those herbs versus our hormones. Versus yeah. pulling the hormones too.
And knotweed is a universal support herb. It's a very powerful universal support. So it provides support and drainage. So
you said they are designed to support lymphatic drainage and the endocrine system.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fabulous.